Today on Gardening in a Minute, naturalized landscape design. Naturalized landscapes often have a less formal feel, incorporating larger drifts of plants in place of tightly manicured lawns and beds. However, they still require thoughtful planning to create a landscape with visual appeal. Arrange plants to look natural, but not unkempt. Start small rather than taking on the whole yard at once. Incorporate plants that are suited to your area and that can thrive without much care. Include native plants that will help provide food and shelter for wildlife. If you live in a neighborhood with a homeowners association, be sure that your design will work with the HOA guidelines. And finally, remember that naturalization does not equal abandonment. Your naturalized landscape will still require some care to keep it looking good. For more information about naturalized landscape design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, long-lasting cut flowers. Fresh flowers make a wonderful gift for almost any situation. Here are a few tips to make them last as long as possible. At the store, flowers should have freshly cut stems and be kept in clean water. Flower food should be provided with the flowers. At home, remove leaves or flowers that will end up underwater. Cut 1/2 to 1 inch off the stems with a sharp, clean knife. Place them in a clean vase filled with fresh water and flower food. Pre-arranged flowers should come in fresh, clear water or moist floral foam. If the water turns yellow and cloudy, wash the vase with soapy water and refill it with water and flower food. Recut and rinse the stems before placing them back into the container. For more information about cut flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, show-stopping ornamental grasses. Many gardeners use ornamental grasses for their easy maintenance, but new varieties are more than just workhorses. They make a show-stopping visual statement. Many cultivars of fountain grass, including Princess Caroline, have wide, deep burgundy leaves that make a bold statement in the garden. If bright colors are your thing, try a cultivar like Fireworks with pink and magenta variegated leaves. Several types of ornamental millet provide both striking foliage and dramatic flower spikes. Other grasses offer garden drama when they're planted in mass. Muley grass blooms create a cloud of pink each fall that you can't miss, even while driving by at 70 miles per hour. If you're trying to find the next garden plant to stop you in your tracks, you can't help but look at these showstoppers. For more information about ornamental grasses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, tomatoes. Tomatoes are a popular garden vegetable that's rich in vitamins A and C. They can be grown many different ways, including in containers, in the ground, or in a greenhouse. You can start tomatoes from seed or buy transplants from your local garden center. Look for varieties that are suited to Florida's hot climate and, if possible, are resistant to nematodes and diseases. Good choices include Better Boy, Sweet Million, and Solar Set. Plant your tomatoes as soon as the danger of frost has passed. Plant them slightly deeper than they grew in the pot to create a deeper root system. Staking will help to keep fruit off the ground and to conserve space. Wait until the tomatoes are fully ripe, and you'll enjoy the fullest flavor. For more information about tomatoes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing roses. Roses are gorgeous and can provide wonderful color in the landscape, but they do have certain nutritional needs. Proper fertilization goes a long way towards keeping your rose bushes healthy and blooming. Select a rose special fertilizer with micronutrients and apply monthly from mid-February through November in north and central Florida and year-round in south Florida. In summer, apply smaller amounts of fertilizer every 2 weeks to prevent nutrients from leaching or washing away with the rain. Read the label to determine the right amount of fertilizer to apply to each plant. An organic fertilizer like manure or a controlled-release fertilizer will provide slow-release nutrients to your roses. Take care of your roses, and they'll put on a show for you year-round. For more information about roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.